Hello, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette. You know this is the place to be if you want to hear from some great people from in and around the state of Delaware who are doing some positive things in their communities. And today, my special guest is Christine Radovich. That's right. Christine is a profit improvement expert. She is the president of Atlantic Barter, and guess what? A radio talk show host of the Barter with Christine show on WWDB 860 AM. You know what? She also works with small and medium-sized business owners to help them gain new customers and protect their cash flow through the use of organized trade. She's on the ethics committee for the National Association of Trade and Exchanges and enjoys teaching people how to maximize their savings through the use of trade with various apps and shopping strategies. And you know, we're always looking for ways to save. So Christine, welcome to Out and About with Antoinette.
Hello, Antoinette. Thank you so much for having me on your show today. And I love what you do. So kudos to you, girl.
Well, let me tell you something. There's going to be kudos to you as well. But first, before we even get into this interview, I have to say thank you to our friend, Nancy Lopez. She is also going to be a up and coming podcaster. You know, she has tried to get us together for these past few years, and she told me about you, and I don't even know what happened. I either didn't invite you, I forgot to invite you, and then I stopped doing Out and About. But you know what? That's water under the bridge. We're here now, so I'm excited.
That's right. We're finally connected, and great things are about to happen.
Yes. And you know what? I read just a brief part of your bio, but you, something that most people may not know, because I was surprised, you have experience in law enforcement, right?
I do. I'm a former police officer, and I would not trade that experience for the world, but it is really tough for ladies. And it was way back in the day. I'm not going to tell you when. I'll date myself. But I never thought I would be able to transition so well into civilian life. But I found barter, which is my passion, and I've been there ever since. So, yeah.
Well, you know, bartering is something that can, you know, a lot of people feel like it might be a negative connotation, you know, bartering for, you know, I'm giving up something for something else. But that's far from the truth. Tell us a little bit more about what really bartering is, and we'll get more into Atlantic Barter and how we can learn and become involved in it.
That's right. And that's a very good point. I think it's my favorite saying is it's what you don't know that you don't know. And oftentimes people have had a bad experience in a one-on-one trade because, like you said, they're trading something for something else. And inevitably, when you do a one-on-one trade, someone feels shortchanged in the deal because the values typically aren't even Steven. You might be on Craigslist and see some guy wanting your ATV and he wants to sell you his old rusty motorcycle or his old rusty tools. And that's not really a fair trade. It's not dollar for dollar. So what we do at Atlantic Barter is that we have a very large network of business owners, all of whom trade, and everything is dollar for dollar at regular retail pricing. So this levels the playing field for the $400 an hour attorney with the $80 an hour massage therapist. She just has to do enough massages to accrue the $400 that she wants to spend to use the attorney. So you can buy from or sell to anyone in the network. So the Atlantic Barter brokers actually work to bring you new clients, new business, new customers that you would never have before. You earn full retail value for that transaction. And then you can use those trade dollars anywhere in the network on things that you need to offset your cash expenditures.
And Christine, that sounds like, you know what, for especially in today's economy, you know, we call it the gig economy or side gigging or entrepreneur, whatever the case may be, especially for the new business owners who are trying to really get established. Wouldn't that be great for them to get that kind of exposure?
It's perfect for them. The best time to get involved is to implement your barter strategy into your business plan before you even open your doors. And the reason I say that is because business owners will tend to budget things for marketing, advertising, vinyl lettering on their windows, printed materials, signage, vehicle wraps. And we can obtain all of those things and much, much more on trade. Restaurants are a particular great fit for barter, whether they're new and upcoming or already existing, in that the thing that they want to do is they want to have every seat filled for every hour that they're open. That's the ideal world, right? What would your business look like if it were operating at 100% maximum capacity? It would be a great problem to have, especially right now with trying to find help. But the idea here is that, you know, when, if you're teaching a class and you have, say, 30 seats available in the class, but you only have 20 that signed up for your class, you have 10 empty seats. And when the instructor teaches that class subliminally, he's looking at bodies and seats and adding up the math, right? Saying, okay, 20 people times $100, I just made, you know, $1,000 or $2,000. When I go into a room, I look at the empty seats and I say, oh, there's 10 empty seats here at $100 a pop. He just lost $1,000. That was a missed opportunity for additional revenue that could have been spent on marketing or advertising to get even more cash business for future classes. Or if you're that restaurant owner, to buy your fire and safety inspection or your hood cleaning or your printing of your menu, something that you need. And every time you spend trade dollars, you're saving cash dollars. It's less cash that has to come out of your bank account. So the ideal situation is, let's A, try to transition some of your current expenditures into trade, freeing up your cash flow, or B, open up new budgets where you may not have thought you've been able to afford to advertise before. You know, maybe your dream is to be on the radio or be in a, you know, a popular magazine like Delaware Today, and you don't have the budget for it. Well, trade can open up that budget for you.
And, you know, I never thought about it that way. And one thing that you said that really had my ears going was the classes, you know, how most of us would love to, first of all, we'd love to be back into, you know, the personal classes and the training, you know, in person. And that's going to happen. But yeah, just to have that ability to fill a room or fill, you know, or put or enough seats in the butt that it, I mean, enough butts in the seat. that it looks like, you know, you have a full class. I didn't know about that.
Yeah. And with events, it's the same thing. Nobody wants to have an event where no one shows up. That's the coordinator's worst nightmare. Sell vendor space, right? So you have 20, 30, 50 vendors, and you're expecting a crowd of 3,000 and 500 show up. And when 500 show up throughout the course of a 6-hour show or an 8-hour day event, it looks sparsely attended, and then the vendors are pissed off. So what you'll want to do if you are an event coordinator is think about having that barter strategy plan so that you can offer X amount of tickets on a trade basis. You can convert those trade dollars into advertising that can generate more cash sales of your tickets, which increases your attendance rate. It's a win-win situation. Anyone that's not implementing this strategy is doing their business a disservice.
Well, I've been doing my business a disservice because I have not thought about this, nor had I, you know, really investigated. I had heard, you know, about it, you know, in passing, but always thought of it had to be like a hard, a product, you know, a physical product.
Right.
And, you know, obviously a class, I mean, it is a class, you know, and events are physical, but I'm thinking, you know, like I said, old school bartering. You give me a dozen eggs, I'll give you, you know, some bacon or whatever.
Right.
You
know? Right. That's old school. And again, we are not Craigslist bartering either. You know, we're not asking you. And I've heard the horror stories. I've had people that said, oh, I did a one-on-one trade and I sold him my motorcycle and he was supposed to install my hardwood floor or my floors in my kitchen. And next thing you know, he used an inferior product and it's peeling up. And well, that's what happens when you do a one-on-one trade and you're not working with a reputable vendor or a quality business owner. So we actually screen the members that we bring on board. We kind of feel them out, make sure they're going to offer a good quality product or service, and that they're going to be responsive. And our brokers are always in the middle of the deals. So for instance, like I have a brand new member came on board recently. He's a Mason and he does concrete work and paving. And I put him in touch with one of my existing members who does, I'll just generically say auto repair. And he's doing like a $40,000 job. And, you know, there are some cash for materials because we're not expecting the Mason to go out and buy the pavers to install them. No one's going to go out and buy the lumber for your deck, you know, to trade it. But labor is always 100% trade in those instances. But there are product-based companies in our network as well. But what's great about this is as you're that auto repair mechanic and you're doing the oil changes and the brake jobs and the tire rotations and you're building up your trade dollars, then you put them to good use and get something you really need. And now he's saving a lot of money getting that paving work done, that concrete paving work done at his property. So that's a win-win for him. And for the concrete paver, he'll probably take those trade dollars and turn it into advertising for more cash business. So it's a wonderful way to do the exchanges of trade. And there's nothing negative about it. We closely monitor these trade deals.
And that was one of the questions I was writing down, you know, how do you screen, you know, your vendors or your members?
Right. Well, it's unfortunate, but I've had to do background checks. I have, you know, ability to really run thorough checks as a former police officer.
That now comes in handy.
Investigator. And, you know, if I have a red flag in any way, shape or form, I'll do a big background check on them. And listen, if they've got a background and it's burglary, theft, and I don't care if it was 5-10 years ago, I'm not going to send that contractor into one of my business owner's home. I'm not going to risk it. So I do screen my members. I want to make sure they don't have liens and judgments against them because that's important. I have to make sure that I'm sending quality people, matching them up with my business owners. So we very carefully screen our members. And normally what we do, it's through word of mouth. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have to do a lot of advertising. Our members hear about us and then our existing members are always referring us. So we sign up people that way.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to ask you about your new endeavor, savewithchristine.com. So guys, go grab yourself something, a sip or snack, and we'll be right back. And don't forget, find and follow me on all my social media platforms by using the Linktree ID, Del Blogger. Subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com, and we'll be right back.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the SJSLawFirm.com.
Hello and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake. And if you're a new listener, let me tell you what you'll be hearing here on Out and About with Antoinette. Each week, I have an opportunity to interview a guest who is from in or around the state of Delaware that is doing positive things in their communities. I will introduce you to them so that they can share their vision and their mission, and then you can share with others. So stay tuned each week to Out and About with Antoinette. In the meantime, in between time, make sure you subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com. Find and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at Del Blogger, and on Twitter at Delaware Blogger, and you can see my face in the place on YouTube and IGTV. See ya, it's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the show. This is Out and About with Antoinette. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the CEO of A. Blake Enterprises, social media marketing and consulting, an award-winning blogger, author, podcast host, professional speaker, and educator. And here on Out and About with Antoinette, every week on a Wednesday at 1 p.m., I am interviewing a guest who's from in and around the state of Delaware, who is doing some positive things in their communities. And we're talking about saving money and bartering. And my special guest is Christine Radovich. And she is an amazing person. You know, if you missed the beginning of this show, go back and listen, because she was talking about great ways, especially if you're a new, you know, entrepreneur. You can be an established one, but what really got me was, in this new gig economy, we're always trying to find ways in which to promote and brand ourselves. And bartering is going to be, you know, it should be on top of your list. It should be part of your marketing plan. So Christine, you have experience in saving money. You have experience in bartering. Now, taking all of that, tell us more about your new endeavor, savewithchristine.com, which only seems like a natural progression.
Well, it is. And I apologize that the site is not up and running yet. I am currently having it worked on, but you'll definitely want to keep an eye maybe out on my Facebook page, Save with Christine. I list a couple of the different deals and some of the different apps that I use. I am all about saving people money. So if I have a way to save you money on gas, groceries, retail items, I am definitely willing to share it with you. And, you know, sometimes there's a little promotional code that you can use to get yourself extra dollars or extra points. And of course, I get a few little extra dollars or points for making the referral. I'm not in it to monetize it. I'm just in it to help people. My members mean the world to me. And when they come to me, they look for all types of different ways to save money. So I share with them everything I know. And I just figured, let's put this together and let's make a site out of it. So I created a Facebook page, Save with Christine. And I've got the site underway, and it's just going to offer all kinds of discounts and money-saving apps and things that you can do to save money. And when I say on groceries or gas or retail products, there are just some apps that I use that make that happen. And I will tell you, everybody has a smartphone, right? These days, everyone's carrying one. Now, my best advice to you is, if you have an older model and you're stuck with your memory and you're afraid to download any more apps for your fear of your phone freezing up, then go get a new phone. The new phone is going, and it doesn't have to be the i20 or the Galaxy 20. If you're using a Samsung 7, go on eBay or Amazon and buy an unlocked phone for $400 instead of spending $1,000. And get yourself something with a whole lot more memory. Then you can start downloading these apps. The one thing that I was kicking myself for is that I shop at Walgreens all the time for many, many, many years. And I had the rewards plan where you go in, you enter your phone number, and sometimes you get money back and you're like, oh, okay, I have some extra dollars. I don't know how that happened, but okay. Well, it wasn't until I downloaded the app that I realized how much money I had been throwing away. So they have digital coupons, and when you pair that with physical coupons and or cash register rewards that they give you for certain incentives, you can come out of Walgreens with free products. So if you go on my Facebook page, Save with Christine, you'll see a couple deals that I did. And Antoinette, I'm not kidding when I tell you, my out-of-pocket for a few items, including a laundry detergent, was actually 45 cents. So I mean, one of my hauls was like laundry detergent, plastic storage baggies, and my out of pocket, it was unbelievable. It was less than a dollar, like 77 cents. And I ended up with seven products that worked out to like 11 cents each. So you really have to know what you're doing. You can follow some people that know what they're doing to save you the money. The other best piece of advice I can have is download the app called Fetch Rewards. If you are not using this, you are throwing away money every time you're throwing away your receipts. This is an app where you scan your receipts, groceries, gas, the post office, the fast food restaurants, the fine dining restaurants, anything you spend money on, save that receipt. I can't tell you how many times I'm behind someone in line and they're like, do you want your receipt? And they're like, no. And I cringe because of the money they're throwing away. You scan these receipts and each receipt is worth 25 points. Every 1,000 points is worth a dollar. And it sounds like, okay, that's a long way to get a dollar. But when you make referrals to people, you earn bigger points, obviously. And these points add up and you can turn them into gift cards. So I just, between February and May, I saved all my receipts. I referred a few people. And I got a $25 gift card and I chose Home Depot because I'm doing a project on my home. So it's $25 savings on my project. And I still continue to save my receipts and I still continue to refer people because it is a great way to get money back on things you're already spending. So if anybody wants to download that and they want an extra 2,000 points, they can use my referral code, capital, these are all capital letters, UHPGC. And that will net them an extra 2,000 points, which is equal to $2 to get them their first start on that reward. And I have so many other tricks up my sleeve. So I just want to share it with people. This is a time that we need to save money.
Christine, that is amazing. I'm going to download that app because you know what? I do save receipts. But it's funny because you said, you know, like some of stores are saying, like, do you want your receipt? No, you don't, you know, need your receipt. But I'm going to start not saying no, because I do keep, you know, ladies, we keep receipts in our purses like forever. I probably have receipts from diapers when my kid was two and he's 25 now. But anyway, we have receipts and I do save my receipts. And like you said, simply scanning a receipt takes less than a minute. I, you know what I usually do with my receipts when they have the sweepstake offering, I'm always online, you know, and I'm like, one day Tell Food Line is going to give me like the $500, you know, cause I keep telling them that I love them, but you know, I haven't made any money yet. So I should invest in doing the scanning because I'm, you know, with my food budget, with, you know, I mean, we're out there, we're spending money and people know, I mean, the sizes of the products have gotten smaller. Mm-hmm. But the cost has increased.
Right. And let me just explain what that app is for anybody. You don't have to connect a credit card to it or anything. What it is, it's a marketing agency that partners with manufacturers. And the manufacturers are usually the ones that are pushing coupons out the door that you'll see in your Smart Source and your Money Saver, you know, Clipper magazine things. And then, you know, they have special point assessment when you buy certain brands. And sometimes you don't even realize it. You scan that supermarket receipt and you bought, Kind Things, protein bars. Mm-hmm, and next thing you know, you see this like flash of list surprise on your app and it says you got an extra 1,750 points. And I'm like, wow, that's another $1.75 back to me off of that product if you equate the points to your dollars. And they have all kinds of different brands and, you know, things like Kotex, you know, Cottonelle and Scott products. Here's an extra 1,000 points back when you spend $20 at Safeway. So if you shop at Safeway, there's a dollar back off your $20 order. So you have to get in the mindset of how to maximize your savings. And I do this and I teach this with barter in saving money and leveraging profit margins because Atlantic Barter is my main passion. That's my day job. That is what I live for. I'm as you said, a profit improvement expert for over 20 years. If you are a business owner and you have something to trade, you definitely want to go to AtlanticBarter.com and check that out. But if you're not a business owner and you just want to save money in other ways, definitely go to Save with Christine on Facebook and look for my site in the future that will be launched so that you can find all different terrific ways to save money. And then my next app that, you know, I know we might not have time to talk about, but you can find it on my site is get upside, and that actually gives you money back every time you pay for gas.
Well, I like that because it's all about saving money. And the great thing, you know, what you're talking about, actually, you know, I repurposed these podcasts and this podcast notes. I'm going to put this into my blog and we're going to have a special, you know, savings because before kids go back to school in the fall, you know, parents are always looking for ways to save money. Obviously, they're going to hear about this now, you know, in full force in the summer. But then let's remind them again, you know, head over and get that referral code. I'll put that referral code into the show notes. I'm going to put in, you know, savewithchristine.com as well. And then, you know, get upside because we need to share this information. People need to know about how to save money, how to borrow, and how to do it right. You know, because it's so easy to go online and you see it all the time. These ads that pop up, you know, save here, do this, you know, and you don't know who these people are. You don't know what this is. And, you know, you could be, you know, just somebody, like you said, trying to get your credit card information. This has nothing to do with your credit card. Don't put your credit card information. Don't attach it to a PayPal account, Venmo, or whatever the case may be, because you're supposed to save money, not try to get somebody to rip you off and take your money. So well, this is great.
Get Upside does work with, you have to have a credit card on file, but they are safe. I've been using them and I already got money back in my wallet.
Okay, good.
I filled up 4 times because they have to be able to recognize the transaction at the pumps, and they do that by the
credit card.
So that one does require a credit card. You're not paying for it up front. You're just paying for it like you normally would at the pump with whatever credit card you're paying. But the app has to recognize the transaction.
Right.
But
okay.
I'll tell you, in 4 fill-ups, I already have $10 cash back in my wallet. And
I like that.
Either download that to your PayPal or right to your bank account. So it's a great way to just have that little extra money rolling in. You're going to pay for gas anyway.
Exactly.
If you're not brand specific, and this especially works well when you're traveling or you're a little bit out of your familiar area. I was in Dover one day. I needed gas. It was, you know, an hour away. And like, where should I go? I pulled up my app. I found the gas station that I wanted to use. It tells you the rate for the type of fuel that you get and how much gas you'll get. You can get up to 25 cents per gallon back in cash in your
wallet. That's good. That's good.
And I have a code for that one too. So we'll get that published. People can go to your blog to find that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll give them a little incentive to go to your blog.
Okay,
so,
great.
Yeah.
Great.
And also on the fetch, I just want to let you know, when you said you have all these receipts, oh, that is the truth, girl. Let me tell you, my purse, my car, my vanity, I was so tired of receipts. And I felt like I needed to hold on to them because what if I have to return something? So what this app has done for me, just psychologically, it turned a negative into a positive. Now I look forward to getting those receipts. I'm more organized with my receipts and I know it's giving me cash back. So, and you can scan receipts when you log in up to 14 days old, by the way. So 14 days, if you've been holding on to receipts, you want to get them logged into your app. Once 14 days goes by, you might as well just throw the receipt away.
Yeah, because normally on the receipts, they say you can fill out the survey within 5 days. But you know what? Another light bulb moment hit because, you know, we save receipts as business owners for backup for tax time. So there's another way to, you know, add those receipts too, because you're probably spending more money on business services and products than you do for, you know, personal.
Right. Staples and the post office and your gas, like all you. So you're getting a double whammy. You buy your gas through the Get Upside app, right? So you're getting your cash back on the gas there. And then you're going to take that receipt and scan it into Fetch. So you got a double whammy, double bang for your buck.
And then writing it off on your taxes for travel, business travel. Christine, that was like so much great information. I know we can all use these tips, these tricks, these hacks. You know, we need to help. You know, these are going to help us to trim our budget without feeling like we're missing out. You know, FOMO, people are always fear of missing out. Why am I missing out? You're not going to miss out. So you gave us a little bit of contact information, but give us more now. Give us those websites. Give us your email address or, you know, the Atlantic Barter so that people can learn more about how to save money, whether it's for personal or professional.
Right. Okay. So if you are a business owner, please contact me. You can call my office, which is 302-654-5650. My coordinator will schedule a free phone consultation with me. She'll put it on the calendar. I'll go over, you know, with you for 20, 30 minutes with a free consultation, analyzing your business to find out, you know, what are your purchasing needs? How can we increase your revenue? What's an ideal customer for you? And how can we save you money? And you can also visit AtlanticBarter.com. That's Atlantic like the ocean. And barter is spelled B-A-R-T-E-R. So it's AtlanticBarter.com. And you will be able to see the members that we have because you have to be a member to gain access to our member directory. But I will tell you this, if you're listening here today, our normal membership fee, which is $495, has been reduced to $99. It's our COVID special. We want business owners to get back on their feet. We want to help them maximize their operational capacity. So as a kind gesture to the business community, we lowered our membership fee to just $99. Now, there are some other small fees in doing business together with us. We'll go over with you in the consultation. It's pennies on the dollar, literally pennies on the dollar. But it's the best way, best investment you can make for your business. If you're not a business owner and you just want to save money and you want to learn tips and tricks, go to my Facebook page, Save with Christine. I list all kinds of things there. All the promo codes are there. Some of the deals that I've done where I've gotten free laundry detergent are on there. And then as you interact with me and you see more of the different deals, you can learn all kinds of things. In fact, I teach Krav Maga for free. So it's another way I give back to the community. Krav Maga is an Israeli style street defense. As a former police officer, you know, I'm all about teaching people a skill set to protect themselves. So now you can save money because you don't have to pay for defensive classes. You can train for free with me.
I love that. Train free with me. That should be your tagline. Christine, that is amazing. So again, first of all, business owners, you better sign up now with the quickness because the normal membership fee is $495, but now it's $99. So you need to do this with a quickness. Call 302-654-5650 to schedule a phone consultation with Christine so that she can go through what is a good fit for you. You can check it out, AtlanticBarter.com. But again, you need to, if you're a small business owner, medium-sized business owner, major business owner, check it out right now. And if you are interested in saving money, who isn't, make sure you head over to her Facebook page, Save with Christine. And especially in today's environment, you know, Street Defense School, free, 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 free. My favorite F word. Listen, guys, you are amazing, Christine. Thank you. Any last words that you want to leave the listeners before I let you go?
Well, you know, my tagline is be smarter, think barter. And there's so much money to be saved on all kinds of things, from not just marketing and advertising, but restaurant meals, vacations. I have discount opportunities for substantial unpublished prices on travel. People, it would do them wise to call me for that free consultation. I can save them money in a whole multitude of ways. But you should never have to pay cash for that. And if you're a business owner and you pay for health insurance, we can't barter health insurance. But we do have ancillary medical providers like the dentists, the opticians, the chiropractors, the gym memberships, the nutritionist, the podiatrist, the health counselor, the lab work for blood. So there's all kinds of things that you can barter for that you don't have to pay cash for. And again, the question I want everyone to ask themselves, would they rather write a check for $1,000 for something they need or pay with an interest-bearing credit card or barter $1,000 worth of their product or service sold at full retail value? And the answer to that is very clear. If you have a barterable component, a barterable product or service, that is the way you need to live your life, because you're not paying $1,000 for your $1,000 product. You're probably paying $500. So you're getting $1,000 worth of product that you need for your wholesale cost. So barter allows you to shop at your wholesale cost. So keep that in mind. Be smarter, think barter.
I love it. Be smarter, think barter. Christine, thank you so very much for all those nuggets that you gave us today on saving and bartering and trading. It is amazing. And I appreciate you, and I'm glad that you were a guest here on Out and About with Antoinette. I look forward to sharing your information on all my social media platforms as well. So I hope that you have a wonderful week and may God continue to bless you, your mission, and your vision.
Thank you. I'm so blessed and fortunate that you asked me to be on your show. I can't thank you enough. You are a fabulous lady.
Well, thank you. You're a fabulous lady too. Thank you guys so much for listening into today's episode of Out and About with Antoinette, because you know, here every week I have the honor and the privilege of interviewing a guest from in and around the state of Delaware who is doing some great things in their communities. And today Christine gave us some wonderful information, and that is definitely positive today. Saving money, you know, that's the bottom line. So if you'd like to be a guest here on Out and About with Antoinette, please send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. And don't forget to find and follow me on all my social media platforms, including my blog, Dell Blogger, because we're going to post about these deals there, my blog, and also use the Linktree ID Dell Blogger to see all my other social platforms. Thank you again for listening. Please share this podcast link with your family, your friend, your bae, and your boo too, because until the next time, I need you to be safe, smart, and social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.